这是爱生活人生系列单元，我是主持人朱文娟 Jenny 朱。
对味儿了 ，feeling right， 不知道什么时候开始，就常听到人家说越来越没年味儿了。但是什么是年味儿呢？既然是味儿，那必然跟食物有关。所谓年节的气氛，就是吃过年的年菜，饭菜的美味儿，花的香味儿，父母的唠叨声，故土的咸味儿，朋友的吆喝，孩童的吵闹，所有加在一起就是年味儿了。小朋友的哭闹声，如此间闪着光，小手紧抓着红包，红彤彤，火辣辣，亮晶晶，满满的吉祥味儿。耳边还有咚咚的声响，是厨房传来的韵律节奏，剁馅儿的交响乐，也是团圆的汤圆。他们想跳出比十五的月圆还要圆的团圆，年味儿对味儿了，就感觉幸福无比。平常时光，朋友会说吃泰式料理一定要配上白米饭，只要对味儿了，肯定磕个八百碗，连汤汁都可以少光光。对味儿了，我们就饱足到超爽。古人不见得了解物理、化学、医学、动物哲学，但从前人的经验累积，发现了很多对味儿的灵感。例如，以花煮茶的烹茶法就被传为品茗绝技。首先将茶叶放在锡瓶里，再把花朵砸入其中，隔水加热，水沸腾即拿起，之后把花茶晒干。如一般泡茶法冲泡，则泡出来的茶汤都会带有花香。花茶所用的花朵种类不拘，梅花、兰花、桂花、菊花、莲花、茉莉、玫瑰、蔷薇等皆可尝试。这种对花茶的味对味儿了，就会耐人寻味。凡学面相学者会先检视对方的眼睛，了解其内心。一个人目善则心善，目恶则心恶。眼睛缓慢平视的人，性情不急躁，不议论别人是非，宽宏大度，多为贤者之士。反反复复不断地看，暗中偷窥，看时彻头不正者，其人做事计较，多疑，尖利，容易散财。眼睛对味儿了，有看对人的直觉。When asked about the source of his genius, Albert Einstein had no doubts. I believe in intuitions and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I am right. It was much better to trust those instincts and test them later than dismiss them out of hand, he said.We may recognize the sensation ourselves, whether we are looking at a new apartment, considering a possible new job, or judging someone's honesty. We may have an ineffable hunch when something is right or wrong without being able to articulate the reasons. That is our gut instincts, a kind of mysterious sixth sense.In the past two decades, psychologists and neuroscientists have made enormous strides in identifying the sources of our gut instincts and their essential role in our lives. Along the way, their research has identified the specific situations in which our institution is likely to lead us down the right path. That can help us all to make better decisions. The scientific understanding of intuition shows that our unconscious brain rifles through its stored knowledge to find the best answer to our problems without us consciously recalling the precise memories that power those feelings. That means people tend to be more accurate at judging someone's honesty if they are asked to go with their intuitions. The power of intuitive decision-making is especially important when we are processing a high volume of complex information that is still difficult to remember precisely. In this case, we can benefit from it to let the unconscious brain make the decision for us. According to a cognitive psychologist, the pause allows the unconscious mind to form an accurate gist from the complex information that has been presented, which will in turn increase the accuracy of our intuitive judgment. This guidance is really useful in many similar scenarios in which we are forming our impressions after an information overload. She says, it could be relevant whenever you have to choose between several consumer products that are described by several attributes: a cell phone, a computer, a TV, a sofa, a fridge, or an oven. While shopping for these items, we can choose to go for a coffee and drink through the magazine before we make our final decision. Moreover, according to the latest research, the quality of someone's gut instincts depends on their overall emotional intelligence. And by learning to increase our EI, we may therefore strengthen our intuitive decision-making. That means, if we want to fine-tune our intuition, then we might first try to get in touch with our emotions more generally, carefully, and exactly that we are feeling. Over time, we could find it easier to discern when we are receiving a genuine and accurate signal. Our gut feelings will never be completely foolproof, but with practice, they can become an important guide. Hunch, instinct, deeper knowing are the gut feelings, or the ability to immediately understand something without conscious reasoning. In other words, answers and solutions come to us, but we may not be aware of exactly why or how. In the age of big data, intuition is frequently dismissed as mystical or unreliable. Nevertheless, surveys of top executives show that a majority of leaders depend on feelings and experiences when handling crises. Even the U.S. Navy has investigated millions of dollars into helping sailors and Marines refine their sixth sense, precisely because intuition can superset intellect in high-stakes situations like the battlefield. In our society, leaders always have stronger gut feelings than others. Their high sensitivity contributes to perceiving, processing, and synthesizing information more deeply, including data about others' emotional worlds. Intuition is like a muscle. It can be strengthened with intentional practice. Actually, intuition can pull energy as if our choice is moving us toward our best interest, even if that means pursuing a risk or moving more slowly than others. Basically, gut feelings tend to cause our body to relax. With intuition, our inner voice is more grounded and wise, like a good mentor. By starting small, we let our overwhelming feelings take a rest a little bit, and then we gradually step our way up to larger, higher pressure decisions with greater self-trust. Besides, we have to constantly ask ourselves, which action or decision brings us closer to our core values? We need to take time and give our mind space to make connections between our core values and intuition. Intuition is not perfect, but we'll probably be surprised to find that our gut is a more powerful decision-making tool than we may have realized. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
这是爱生活人生系列单元，我是主持人朱文娟 Jenny Zhu， 希望你会喜欢这次的节目，我们下次见，拜拜。